Welcome back. The content marketing matrix is a very simple graph that is really, really useful in putting together strategic marketing plans, developing strategic sales plans, and really giving you an insight into the marketing and the development of tools and which platforms and which technologies and which media you should be using to get your message across. It moves over time from initial conversations with the customers to educate them right through to eventually closing the sale. Across the other axis, it addresses the emotional needs of the buyer as well as the rational needs of the buyer. Now, we all buy with emotional needs, but we all try and rationalize down as much as we can as well as we go through the process. So we need to appeal to both of those as we work through the process. But let's have a look at it in a bit more detail. In order to understand the content marketing matrix, we need to look at the two dimensions, the emotional versus the rational. Now, we all buy for emotional needs, but we also want to rationalize it down and make sure that we're making the right decision. So we fluctuate between the two. And throughout the journey from starting with the customer, making them aware of our products and services, right way through to eventual purchase, we need to make sure we cover off both sides of that. In the bottom left-hand corner, we have the piece that we call education. So when we start making the customer aware of our products and services, we try and be rational, we try and be structured in the information we provide, and we try and help educate them as to how we can help them best. But we also want to entertain them. We want to make sure that they have an emotional attachment to what we're doing, and it is not an entirely rational purchase. Moving along onto the right-hand side, then obviously we need to convince them rationally that the purchase is the right thing, but also inspire them. It's about getting excited about the purchase. It's about investing emotionally in the purchase, not just taking a rational decision. Now, these are the two dimensions that we want to work to. Within this, we sit a number of elements, a number of platforms, a number of technologies, a number of, if you like, products and services that we want to promote to the customer. In the top left-hand corner, where we want to make them aware of our products and services and entertain them, we can potentially use viral marketing. We can run competitions and events. We can run quizzes, maybe games, etc. And we can do branded videos, which in themselves can be entertaining. So this is all about attaching ourselves to the emotional buying need of the customer. In parallel with that, we've got the slightly more structured educating piece. So infographics, what does this look like? How does it compare to our competitors? We do press releases. We can do guides and obviously reports on our products and services. These two combined come together in things like articles and ebooks. This is all very early on in the decision-making process. We're trying to educate the customer. We're trying to entertain the customer. We're trying to get the customer to warm to us emotionally, but also understand what we do rationally. As we move along the cycle, then we get into potentially demo videos, maybe some reports, and even white papers, thought leadership, those kind of things. Again, very rational. At the opposite end, we want to inspire them. We want to appeal to their emotional side. So we could potentially have celebrity endorsements. It depends on the products and services, and obviously it depends on who the celebrity is. We could build communities. We could build forums. And of course, celebrities themselves just seem using our products whether or not they endorse the product. In parallel with that, on the rational side, we need to understand the features, which we can demonstrate through sales sheets, maybe interactive demos, not just webinars, and case studies as well. And then falling between these two, obviously we want to build events, and we want to understand how we compete against our competitors. These four elements, to entertain and educate, to convince and inspire, come together to create the content marketing matrix. Now, the other thing we need to consider before we just embrace this and go wholesale into it is actually the element of cost. Some of this, potentially for many companies, will be prohibitively expensive. So it is about understanding the bangs for your buck, the return on your dollar, euro or pound. how much money you're going to spend, how much time and effort are you going to expend for the reward you want to get. So we need to take all of these emotional and rational and all of these early days and later process elements and understand the cost of that. Once we've done that, we then need to plug them into a chart so that we can really begin to build up a matrix of the work we need to do and the understanding we need to develop. So here along the top, we have some of the elements I mentioned earlier: press releases, videos, quizzes, reports, demos, data sheets, and events. Understanding how each of these apply to a specific product or service and at a specific point in time is critical to getting the content marketing matrix correct. Now, it changes over time, and it could change between specific products and services. But it can also change between specific markets or sectors or customer segments. So how does this apply across each of those? Also, what do we need right now? What are the changes that are affecting us and our customers? What are the changes affecting the industry? Now, at the current time, there are significantly changes taking place in the way we work, the way we socialize, and the challenges that we all have today. So what's the impact on that? And are you adapting yourself correctly to do it? And then what is the cost and the likely impact? If the impact is high and the cost is high, then it could be worth doing. But you need to understand that. And it's not just the likely impact, it's what's the result of that impact. And sometimes it's all too easy to do too much. There's an awful lot there to take on. There's an awful lot there to do. And for companies and providers with a large number of products and services, it can actually be quite daunting. In amongst all this, we need to understand what the competition is doing. We need to be aware of what the news is saying and what the current affairs are driving within our marketplace, because all of those are constantly changing. Whilst we're addressing ourselves through the content marketing matrix, so are our competitors. So constantly adjusting, fine-tuning, and making sure that we stay on message using the right media, the right channels, at the right time is absolutely vital to get the content marketing matrix correct. I hope this has been useful. The content marketing matrix is actually a very, very effective tool when used well. If you want to use that, take that, that's fine. If you would like some more help or some advice or guidance around how to use it more effectively, or if you've built up your own content marketing matrix and now you want to understand better how to deploy it or how to deploy it in a way to get the most return, then please contact me. My name is John Fuggles, and thank you very much for watching and listening, and look forward to seeing you at the next 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Thank you.